Hello and welcome to Haunted Meat, the health, fitness, wellness show for strange and unusual people. I am your host, Melanie Black, and today we will entertain the idea that entertainment should be self-care. Entertainment. Entertainment has been a part of humanity since the dawn of humanity. Entertainment is how we learn, it's how we develop, it's how we create strategies, it's how we make sense of the world, it's brain development, like kids and animals play because they're developing their minds. And yet, entertainment falls in a very weird spot in today's culture, as far as like, okay, it's a luxury thing, so they say. And yet every single human I know engages in entertainment. We engage in entertainment as much as we eat and breathe and sleep. In fact, entertainment sometimes takes precedent over sleep, right? So entertainment is an integral part of being human, but we've somehow separated it in our minds like, oh, well, it's pleasurable, therefore, I'm going to treat it like a treat. I'm going to reward myself with entertainment. I'm not going to get to have entertainment all the time, only when I am deserving, but yet we still entertain ourselves daily. Somehow, some way. I think we've been looking at it all wrong. If you've been looking at it as a matter of reward, then every single time you engage in it without having deserved it, you're going to beat yourself up, right? So this ties back into a lot of the internal dialogue issues that we have as adults trying to do adult things. Here's what I want you to try. Experiment. Try this out. I want you to think of entertainment as self-care. Think of fun as self-care, okay? And not just thinking of it as self-care, but also thinking of it in terms of something that you should do, that it's not a reward for anything. It's just a part of your life. It should be scheduled. You should do it. It's part of the human experience, okay? Now, fun and entertainment can mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people. What you find entertaining and fun on a personal level is gonna be different than the next person. That could be like reading or crafts or movies or music or food or dancing or sports or hobbies. Whatever your entertainment or fun looks like, I propose that you think of it as an essential part of self-care in the correct balance. Just like you're not going to brush your teeth all day long, that would be silly and your gums would start to bleed. But you are gonna brush your teeth today, right? I mean, hopefully it's part of your routine. Hopefully you plan on it, and hopefully you don't do it so much so that it distracts from other things or ends up injuring you. So if we reframe entertainment not as a reward or as an escape, super important, we can start getting the following benefits. Number one, the ability to look forward to our planned fun/entertainment. If you spontaneously or reactively deprive yourself of the joy of anticipation, okay, if you spontaneously react, like, oh, I need this escapism, or, oh, I'm gonna do this thing, this, you know, bright, shiny object that showed up. You don't have the joy of anticipation. It's been found with vacations, I think they did the study with vacations, that the anticipation, the joy of anticipation, looking forward to a vacation exceeds the amount of joy had on the actual vacation itself. The anticipation exceeds the amount of joy had on the vacation itself. In other words, you get more joy thinking about, oh, I'm gonna go on this vacation. I'm planning it. I'm doing it. I'm going to do this thing. It's going to be so great. It's going to be so great. It's going to be so great. And you feel that joy and that anticipation. I think that a lot of us feel that same joy and anticipation when a new series comes out that we're really excited about, right? Like Dark Crystal on Netflix. I was so excited about that coming up. Anticipation, the joy of anticipation, and actually watching it was wonderful too. But I feel like it extends the joy, right? But if we're doing it reactively, if we're like, oh man, I'm so busy, like I don't have time for anything, I'm not gonna do anything, and then like, oh my God, I'm so stressed, I'm gonna, you know, turn on whatever's on Netflix and like, oh my God, Dark Crystal, I love this. This was like when I was a kid and stuff, and then I'm gonna watch it all and let my body rot as I binge watch 10 hours of TV straight, that kind of thing, right? So yeah, anticipation. That's the ability to look forward to a planned event. So even trivial stuff like, you know, whatever your dancing, sports, hobbies, movies, entertainment, YouTube, whatever you do for entertainment, plan it. Then you can look forward to it. Not like planning as like, oh, if I get this work done, then I'll be able to do the thing. It's like, no, work time is now. The fun thing is then. Yeah. And you do look forward to it, but it's not hinging on your ability to do or not do the work to a certain degree. Okay, number two, the ability to make a smart budget for your fun. All right, so this will, again, reduce financial stress, make you feel smarter, it will make you feel more in control. Again, if we're doing things reactively, spontaneously, in an escapism kind of way, like, oh, I'm so stressed from all this work, I gotta take a break, and oh, I deserve it, and I'm gonna blow this money because, you know, I need a relief, I need that stress relief, and then you look at your bills at the end of the month, and you're like, ah, fucking fuck. So make sure that you are actually planning your fun time, and then you can make a budget for it. So, you know, if you know you have things to look forward to, if you know you have a tight budget and you know you want to look forward to things, you can plan your junk food. You can plan your Netflix watching. You can plan your reading time, your hobbies, whatever it is, you can plan that out. And that way you're not reactively spending whatever when you get there, okay? This is why like financial people are always on your butt about, you know, like, oh, you know, don't spend so much money at Starbucks or whatever. Because that's a kind of, you know, like treats are notorious for adding up really fast, like food treats. We tend to self-medicate and reward ourselves with food or escape with food all the time. And we don't plan for it. But if you just know, if you know that candy corn is going to be part of your life because it brings you great joy, speaking from personal experience here, and you plan to get that bag of candy corn, and you plan to have that bag last you at least 3 weeks because serving size, and you plan that you're going to have that serving size as part of your nutrition plan or whatever it is, so that you don't blow up like a balloon, go over on calories, feel like crap about yourself, binge eat some more to make yourself feel better. If you know that that is part of your entertainment and part of your self-care to have that candy corn, then you can plan for it, both financially, buy less bags of candy corn, and have the anticipation. Ah, at this time with this meal, I get to have my candy corn. Okay? But not as a reward or as escape. Cool. Better internal dialogue. Better internal dialogue. My God. Okay. So many adult human beings have shit internal dialogues. If you use fun as a reward, you run the risk of punishing yourself by depriving yourself of this essential self-care or telling yourself, I don't deserve this, while you're doing it. And then you experience the cognitive dissonance of acting in a way that is not in line with what you're doing. Ugh. Okay, don't have this negative self-talk loop. All right, so I was in the car with a good friend of mine, and we were gonna go to the store, and they were, you know, they were kind of back and forth. They're like, man, you know, I'm really stressed out. I want a treat, but I'm, you know, I'm not supposed to be eating junk right now. And I would feel even worse if I ate junk food right now because I'm trying to, you know, get better with my nutrition, all that kind of stuff. I said, well, don't get junk food. Maybe try try something else. Like maybe get a nice fancy soap or whatever. And I saw them pause and then immediately deflate. And I'm like, well, you know, I'm sorry, that maybe the soap was a bad example. And they said, no, I really like fancy soap. But the thing that I immediately said to myself, they said, was, I don't deserve soap right now because I didn't do my work today. And they like had this realization, like, what a stupid thing to tell yourself, right? Like, I don't deserve soap. What the actual fuck, right? But we will do stuff like this to ourselves. We will say like, oh yeah, I don't deserve X, Y, and Z, or I'm gonna indulge in this. And we make it so much more complicated than it needs to be. So this is what I say about entertainment and fun. What I decree about entertainment and fun, that it must be scheduled, you must look forward to it, that it is part of your right as a living human being to have entertainment, that yes, food is a part of entertainment, or it can be depending on what it is, but just like anything else that would be considered self-care, that people wouldn't argue about with you with self-care, whether it's movies or food or dancing or fun or sports or hobbies or personal hygiene or fancy soap or getting your nails done, right? There's only so much of each of these things that we're going to do in a given day, and you should probably schedule it out, pace it out, budget it out so that you can look forward to it, and that engaging in the thing then doesn't send you down a brand new stress spiral because you did it impulsively and reactively to stress that you have because you're not doing your self-care, which includes fun and entertainment. I hope that made sense. All right. Have a lovely day, you haunted meat sack.